Conference is no longer being recorded. Your line has been unmuted.
Thanks to everyone for joining the teleshow. We still have some folks that are dialing in, entering in their PIN numbers, so we're going to wait just another minute or two so that everyone can join us. Thanks for your patience.
This conference is being recorded.
Recorded.
Welcome to the teleshow. We've had a lot of folks dialing in to join us. We really appreciate your participation. The conference call will be muted initially during the conversation, and then there'll be a Q&A at the end where we'll give you some instructions for unmuting your call. At this point, I'll go ahead and turn it over to our host, Jack Russell.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us today, everybody. I'm the host. I'm Jack Russell. And with us today, we have Dave Murphy, Sales Vice President for North American. We also have Tom Martin, who is the Advanced Life Sales Marketer with North American. In addition to that, we also have Shirley Carruthers, a top producing agent with us. So I'd like to welcome everybody for joining us, and I'd like to start off by asking Dave, tell us what's new with North American and what's going on there.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the intro. Thank you, everyone, for joining our call today. I am the sales VP for North American, one of four, responsible for life sales for one-fourth of the distribution system. And the answer to the question is, we could say, like Billy Crystal, simply marvelous. Things are going extremely well at North American. Our growth has really been extraordinary. This year, through the first quarter, our submitted applications are 185% of what they were a year ago for the same quarter. Paid policies are 178% of what they were a year ago. And total premium, paid premium, is about just under 200% of what it was a year ago. So things are going exceptionally well. I might want to add also that our sales are primarily in the permanent product category. Our term constitutes 23% of our business. Our fixed UL constitutes 49%. And our indexed universal life products constitute 28% of our sales. So permanent products altogether, 77% of our sales at North America.
Well, that's great, Dave. I mean, a lot of companies today are doing the opposite. So can you tell us why are agents excited about the permanent side? Name some of the products that you have.
Well, I'll do that. I think, Jack, I also want to turn it over to Tom for a second just to talk about one of the appeals of North American, which is its financial stability. Tom, you have any comments about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. You know, our ratings continue to be very strong, and it is a drawing card, I think, particularly in this time to North American. Our AM Best rating is an A+. Our S&P rating is an A+. And what is relatively new is that we have improved our Comdex rating now up to 92. And many carriers are struggling to try and achieve a Comdex rating of 90, and so many agents are looking for those companies who can achieve a 90 Comdex rating, and with a 92 we're getting a lot of play. So we're seeing a big jump in our sales, as you mentioned, from our product portfolio, but I think also in part from our strong ratings.
Yeah, very good, Tom. Why don't you just comment on what our UL and IUL products look like, just really quickly.
Sure. We have a broad portfolio of fixed universal life and indexed universal life products. Our fixed universal life products, we have a custom term GUL, which is a low-cost universal life product with an optional guaranteed death benefit. A guaranteed UL called the Custom Guarantee, a very competitively priced product. A Custom Growth CV, which is an accumulation product, hence the name Custom Growth, to accumulate money. We also have another accumulation product on our fixed side, the Custom Accumulator, which is a product that has a really interesting guaranteed return of premium provision to it. That's our fixed UL portfolio. But the products that are really singing right now with North American are our index products. Our index products is headed off primarily by our Builder Indexed Universal Life product. This is our flagship, I think, Indexed UL product, one of the top really in the industry. And our Builder Indexed UL is designed to be very competitive to accumulate a great deal of cash value and reward the agent for their efforts. The Guarantee Builder is an Indexed UL product that, as the name implies, has a guaranteed death benefit associated with it. a lot of cash value accumulation while providing a guaranteed death benefit. The Rapid Builder, again, the name implies rapid accumulation of cash value. This product has an optional waiver of surrender charge provider where you can eliminate surrender charges from the equation, and that includes a table shaving component from table 4 to standard on it. So that's a marketable product. And then we have our newest Indexed UL product, the Survivorship. Second to Die product is a competitively priced Survivorship Indexed UL product that can have a guaranteed death benefit or perform very well on the non-guaranteed side. So those are some of our products that we have right now, and I tell you, they're, as Dave mentioned, doing very well.
Well, you know, that's all good stuff, Tom and Dave, and you know, every day is a different day when it comes to the stock market. I mean, today the market's up 140 points. Yesterday it was down almost as much, and it just seems like every day is a different day, and there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, and agents are meeting with clients on a daily basis, and it's nice to have a portfolio of UL products, you know, not just the guarantee products, but also the index products. Do you think that's some of the reason why you're seeing so much growth?
Yeah, I would like to answer that if I could. This is Dave again. The wonder of cash value life insurance is that it helps the client put to use for their benefit one of the foundational laws of all of our experience, all of human experience, which is the law of the cumulative effects of little things over a long period of time. If you stop and think about any area of your life, that could be your physical fitness, it could be your relationships, it could be your financial fitness, any area of your life, it's all impacted by the extent to which you control the cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time to your betterment, and you restrict that law from inuring to your detriment. And I'll give you a couple of examples of that. Let's say, you know, you wake up January 1st and you've made out New Year's resolutions. I doubt very highly that any of us start at the beginning of the year thinking, you know, in 2010, I'm going to eat 4 pounds of butter. And yet, cumulatively, over the period of the next 365 days, the average American will consume, directly or indirectly through their prepared foods, 4 pounds of butter. Now, we know that you wouldn't do that at one sitting, but over time, that has a detriment to your health. The same is true of somebody who says, you know, I really want to get physically fit. They don't set out January 1st thinking they're going to run 160 miles in one day. They may think, maybe I'll try to run 2 miles a day for the next 80 days. And it's that cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time that put them in physical fitness. The same is true from a fiscal or financial fitness perspective. The law of the cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time can work for you or against you. Jack, you mentioned about the stock market. It's the incremental returns that are so attractive in the stock market. Very few people expect to put $10,000 in and turn it into $100,000 in a week's time. They expect, however, that over time, the cumulative effect of the growth of the market, the dividends that are applied, the market price of their stock as it grows, will in fact develop into $100,000. That's how it works. Now, the way that we all buy our houses, if you buy a house with a 30-year mortgage, how many times do you think you actually end up paying for that house? Somewhere in the order of 2.5 to 3 times. That's the law of the cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time, namely compound interest, working against you. What we have in cumulative accumulation products like the Indexed Universal Life and Fixed ULs of North American are opportunities for the consumer to set money aside and have the cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time work for them in the element of either index gains or interest accumulation, and further, they get the tax deferral. You know, Tom, talk about how that law might work particularly well with a product like Rapid Builder, where, in fact, there's not even a premium loan.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. The Rapid Builder product is a product that has as Dave mentioned, those little things over a long period of time. Another thing is when you combine little things together, you get a great story. The Rapid Builder has several little things that really, when combined together, are pretty strong. Of course, it has the Index2L chassis with all the benefits that we can see with the Index2L, annual reset, zero floor, things like that. It also has other little things like zero premium load. No premium load means that you don't have to start in the hole 5 or 6 or 7% and get a rate of return just to get yourself back up to some starting point. So that's an area or an advantage on the Rapid Builder. Another little thing on the Rapid Builder that makes it competitive on a longer term basis is an interest rate bonus. And while some interest rate bonuses are out there just like, hey, trust me, or, you know, we hope to pay it, North American's interest rate bonuses on our Index2L portfolios are guaranteed interest rate bonuses that is going to be there on the index performance. So that's another nice little thing. You combine those together on a product like the Rapid Builder, you're going to see some big success stories.
Very, very good. Thank you, Tom. Now, you know, let's transition this a little bit. I suspect that on the phone today, we have several producers whose primary life product that they're representing and presenting to their clients today are guaranteed universal life products and guaranteed long-term term, you know, 15, 20-year, 30-year term. And those products are exceptional. They serve a purpose. However, I want to spend a second just talking about the tax advantages of life insurance. You know, many of your clients are familiar with the term 401k. They may be familiar with 529 as a plan for college tuition. What are these? These are tax code sections of the Internal Revenue Code. Now, I wonder how many of your clients are familiar with 101 plans. You know, the 101 plan is Section 101, which is in the tax code and has been there since 1913 when the tax code originated. And it particularly says that the death benefits of life insurance are income tax free when received by the beneficiary. There are some exceptions to that, but generally speaking, it's income tax-free. Further, Section 72 of the tax code says, hey, the cashback accumulation within a life insurance policy will grow tax-deferred. And thirdly, you have the benefit of, through loans, getting that cash value advanced to you, which really is perceived by the IRS as an advance of the tax-free death benefit. So it's, in fact, possible to develop a tax-free stream of income from life insurance. I will warrant that if you're selling only term or only guaranteed UL, which doesn't build cash value, you're really eviscerating two-thirds of the tax benefits of life insurance from your consumer's financial situation. They're not taking advantage of two-thirds of the tax benefits of life insurance. Hence, when you sell a cash accumulation product, not only are you taking advantage of the cumulative effect of little things over a long period of time to their betterment, but you're also maximizing the tax benefits that Congress witnessed and believed were in the product, and hence that's why they put them in the tax code.
Those are very good points, Dave. Shirley, did you have a question?
Yes, I did have a question. You know, I was just thinking that the products sound good. The one thing that I've experienced, and sometimes it's caused me a little frustration as we're kind of getting into it, and I know, Dave, you probably have a little bit more to talk about, but just real quick, a lot of times I don't have access to underwriters, key product folks, key new business folks. That's frustrating. How does North American feel about that? What's their stance?
I can take that one, Dave.
Thank you, Tom.
Again, this is Tom. One of the great advantages that North American has is that you can contact North American directly, and you can speak to our sales support area. You can talk to new business. You can talk to your underwriter. Oh, my gosh, actually being able to call and have an underwriter, being able to talk to an underwriter or case manager on the phone, that's getting to be almost unheard of. And when you call our agency services or sales support, you're going to reach a live body, and rarely be on hold, and if you are on hold, it would be for a brief period of time as opposed to an extensive period of time. Part of that is our employee-owned culture, that we value the relationship with you folks, and we want to make sure that we're here for you, and we can provide that direct point of service.
That's outstanding.
That's good. And now, you guys have talked a lot about the products. Can you go into some of the riders? Because I understand that North American actually has a chronic illness accelerated benefit rider that's a pretty popular option. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Oh, we sure can, Jack. In fact, this is Dave again. I'm going to start, however, by going back to something that's foundational to our business. You know, life insurance agents, better than anybody else in our society, provide families and businesses with three things: peace of mind, control, and options. And those are three things that are very vital to somebody's financial well-being. In fact, they are part and parcel of what it means to be an American. We want to be able to control our own destiny. We want to have options. So if you think about selling term or just guaranteed UL, what you're really providing for most of your clients are simply peace of mind. You're giving them the ability to say, at my death, my family will continue to live in their home. At my death, my business partner can buy out my share and continue the business without me. You're providing that peace of mind. However, if you sell the cash accumulation products that are out there today, like North American, you're adding to peace of mind two other essential elements, and those being control and options. Jack, the riders of North American are designed to expand the control over the changing circumstances of a client. And I'm going to comment on one very quickly. It's called the Guaranteed Exchange Rider. It happens to be on our custom Guarantee UL, which is our no-lapse Guarantee UL. How would you like it if you were a producer today and you had the opportunity to sell the same client three different life insurance plans over the course of their relationship with you, only have them underwritten once, but you earn first-year commission all three times?
It's pretty good.
The way that works at North American is you sell, to begin with, our term products. We have the Advantage Term Series, the 10, 15, and 20-year term, very competitively priced. The strength of the series, however, is that any of those term plans are convertible to any of our permanent products. That means to our Guaranteed UL, our cash accumulation products, any of our IUL products.
That's
so
huge.
Let's say go ahead.
That is huge.
That's very huge. And so let's say you start out with a client who is in today's market needing a significant amount of death benefits but doesn't have a lot of cash flow. That's where America is right now. So you sell them term with North American. And then 5 years from now, they're in a much better position, and they say, you know what, I like that death benefit. I'd prefer to lock it in for the long haul. So you convert them. You convert them to our no-lapse guaranteed UL. Now, you got commissioned when you sold the term. You get commissioned again when you do the conversion. The client only got underwritten at the time of application of the term, does not get underwritten with the conversion. 5 years later, or 10 years later, they come into some inheritance, or their business is doing better now, or they've gotten raises, the kids are out of the nest, whatever it might be, they have more cash flow. They say to you, you know, is there a good spot for me to put money tax deferred for my retirement? You say yes, but you know, unfortunately, guaranteed ULs are not the best place for that. Hence, this guarantee exchange rider comes into play on our custom guarantee. You can exchange all or any portion of the death benefit of that product for any of our cash accumulation products without underwriting. We waive the surrender charge on the existing policy, and lo and behold, we pay first-year commission on the increase in premium, which there always will be because the client is older and the client's goals have changed. They now want to stock money away for retirement. So you get underwritten once with North American on the term. You convert it later to the guaranteed UL. As a producer, you get first-year commission. The client is not underwritten. You later exchange it to the rapid builder or the custom growth or any of our cash accumulation products. Again, the producer is commissioned. The client is not put through underwriting. And that's a unique set of circumstances that only North American has. Now, to answer your other question about chronic illness rider, Tom, why don't you take that?
Sure. The chronic illness accelerated benefit rider allows you to accelerate death benefits on any of our universal life or indexed universal life products, even including our survivorship product, where you can accelerate death benefits for that living need, for a chronic illness, for that long-term care type of expense, where you meet 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. It is a very marketable benefit. We've been getting a lot of agents who are almost using that as a lead, a door opener to get cases, to help them with policy replacements or improvements where their previous policy did not have a valuable benefit such as this, where for no additional underwriting or premium, you can get an acceleration of death benefit rider. It's just one more talking point, one more valuable tool that the agent can use to say, hey, here's one more reason why I wanted to show you this North American product and talk about the value of this benefit. And it's on all of our UL and IUL products. It's amazing how powerful and marketable that rider's become.
That's all good stuff, guys. And the last thing, agents, you know, in addition to having direct access with a home office and being able to develop relationships with underwriters, can you also, like, if an agent wants to do an illustration, because you guys have all these great products, do you guys have good software, or is there an 800 number, or how can an agent get a hold of a sales support person or get the software, or can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. And you know what, let me start with that 800 number, and I would suggest everyone grab a pencil and paper and write this down, because this is a great number. 800-800-3656. That's our 800 number to North American, and from there you can talk to the operator and go to New Business Underwriting Agency Services or whatever. But a particular extension that I would suggest that you write down is extension 10411. That's our sales support area. Earlier I said that we've got a great sales support team that you can reach and contact and be glad to talk to you. That's how you reach them, extension 10411. Very qualified group of folks. There's no green peas in our sales support area. They've all got years of experience in the industry. As far as the software, our illustration software is a homegrown package that has really been derived from input from the field. Agents saying, boy, I'd like to see this. I'd like to see this. I'd like to see this feature. And we've grown it into something that I think is very easy to use, and we've gotten a lot of good compliments from people that it just takes a short learning curve, and then they find that it is a very effective tool. But the other valuable tool that we have is Insmark. Insmark is an expensive program. You have to pay hundreds of dollars and then a regular fee and renewal fees. You can't just buy it once. You have to keep renewing the darn thing. It's a very expensive program, but it's a valuable tool. Insmark will take the illustration and transfer it into a presentation program where rather than just having the numbers and say, well, here's the illustration, doesn't it look nice, how about showing that graphically? How about comparing life insurance to an outside investment or showing the internal rate of return? Insmark can do all of those things, can do executive bonus plans, things like that. It's a very wonderful presentation program, and it's free of charge to anyone who wants to use it for our North American illustration system. You can get it on the CD, or you can download it from our website. It's a great tool, and we find it a lot in cases such as retirement supplement, legacy building, things like that, that it can help make the sale, and to have that as a no-cost item, we're really proud of that.
Well, that's thanks a lot, Tom. That's all good stuff, and in the interest of time, we've gone kind of long here. What I'd like to do is see if anybody has any questions that they may want to ask for anybody on the call. We just hit, in order to unmute your line, what, Jen, is it star 6?
In order to unmute your line, if you have a question, just press star 6, and it will unmute your line, and then you can just ask your question.
So hello, this is Ravi. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, question I have is that you have different riders. Okay, one is chronic illness, then you have a terminal illness, and accelerated benefit. Is this correct?
Yes.
Any other rider?
Oh, we have a significant amount of riders. We would take too much time if we went through them all, but each product has a panoply of riders. I think there's probably six of them offered on the Rapid Builder. That would be a good place to go to sales support and say, hey, could you explain to me the riders that are available on the different products?
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I can call. I also have a question on building that, you know, retirement on a minimum death benefit max funding. I can call the sales support?
Absolutely. And again, that sales support number, because I think it's so valuable, I'd like to repeat it, 800-800-3656, extension 10411.
And what are the hours that you are open? I'm Eastern time.
We are open Eastern time from 8:30 until 6 o'clock Eastern. That is from 7:30 until 5 o'clock Central time.
Okay, 8:30 until 6.
Eastern time.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks for your question. Anybody else have any questions? Just hit star 6 and ask your question.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
I have a question. Hello?
Okay,
I'm more into life insurance instead of the other products that are being marketed because the laws in Texas have changed. And can I write the life with a North American, or are they mostly in annuities?
No, you certainly write the life insurance with North American. In fact, if you're licensed to sell annuities with North American, you are simultaneously licensed to sell life insurance. You can.
Okay, now I might have some particular questions to ask, and I don't want to hold you on the line, but that number you gave, 800-800-3656, is that directly to North American?
It is. Yes, it is. And then you ask for extension 10411, and you'll get detailed support.
Okay, I'll do that. That's why I don't hold the line in case other agents are trying to call.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. I think we had another question on there, too.
Yes. Yes, hi.
Hi, yeah, I had a quick question in regards to the way these policies can convert. So someone gets a term product and then, you know, they become sick and they only have maybe a year left and they know they're not going to be able to get underwritten again. They're going to be uninsurable. So then they convert the policy. But, for example, once they convert that policy, I mean, it's really common for a lot of, you know, A-rated products such as yourself to be able to convert. For example, like Valley Forge, once they went to Reassure, a lot of the conversions were gone. Is there a possible aspect in the future where your products are going to be sold or, you know, what a client of mine have to kind of, how do you prevent that? And can that happen?
Question. That's an excellent question. What you're really talking about is the structure of the company itself in that environment. When you talk about Valley Forge, you're talking about CNA, and that company was a stock company, publicly traded, and therefore it could be sold and acquired on the open market. North American is privately held through an ESOP by its employees. And the likelihood of us selling off our block of term business or any of our products is very slim. It's our livelihood.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then another thing is, for example, say like someone does convert, they just see the value in having a permanent policy. Once they convert, and you use the example that the person's going to start, you know, they start generating more money. Maybe they hit age 50. They want to put more money in a safe money investment. Therefore, they fund their now they have the option to now convert into a cash value. So they first had a term, they converted it, and then, you know, later in the years they converted it to your cash value product. But for somebody typically to be able to make any type of real return on investment, that I've noticed that they have to have at least a big chunk of change to kind of take from one area into, you know, and drop it into this cash value product. I mean, what's your thoughts about that?
Well, I can answer that directly. This is Dave again. I own a builder IUL from North American that I bought when I first joined the company 3 years ago, 2007. Mm-hmm. At this juncture, after only 3 years, and I'm not paying a remark, you know, I'm a home office guy. I don't have a lot of money. I have the equivalent of my premiums now in cash value. And I just want to comment on why I bought it. Unlike many of you, I've been socking money away in IRAs and SEPs and TOs and 401Ks and the like all my career. All of those things have one big disadvantage, and that is they're all going to be maximally taxed in my retirement years. I bought the builder IUL so that I could accumulate money, tax deferred, and take that money out tax-free. Now, a tax-free income for me is going to do one thing. It's going to pay the taxes on all the other money that I've accumulated in qualified plans. So talk to your clients who, maybe like me, have been dutifully doing the right thing, spending money on it ahead for the old people they're going to be, and they're going to be penalized for having done so. So to save themselves a lot of headache and to have, in fact, the income that they want at their retirement years, encourage them to start spending money away in the Builder IUL or the Rapid Builder IUL for their own retirement years to get tax-free income to pay the taxes on everything else.
Okay. Well, and then last thing, what's your average kind of your interest that's accumulating for somebody who, say, sunk in, you know, $50,000? I mean, are you at around 3%? Is that where you guys are at right now?
Tom, I think you can take that. We have a whole spectrum.
Our fixed universal life portfolio is typically paying around 4.75%, 4.75%. Our indexed UL, using a 30-year historical look back on our most popular index, for example, the S&P 500, is currently illustrating at a rate of about 8%.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering all my questions. I appreciate your time.
I know we had another question there.
Yes, right. Hi. My name is Greg Fleming. And what is the AM Best rating?
A+.
A plus.
Yeah.
Okay, and there is a rider of the return of premium rider on your UL. I think you said earlier.
On the custom accumulator, we have a guaranteed return of premium provision. Yes.
Okay.
It's a 10-year guaranteed return of premium. From years 1 through 5, you get 95% of the money back, and in years 6 through 7 or 6 through 10, depending upon age, 100% return of premium.
Okay.
For more details, sales support can probably give you more.
Okay, now what was it about Inmark? Is that I-N-M-A-R-K?
Inmark is an industry program that's designed to supplement illustration systems and present it in a graphical, attractive manner.
Okay.
And if you have our software, you go to Tools, which is a button in the top left-hand corner, and you click on that, you'll see two choices. There's a life insurance calculator, and then there's the INSMARK. It's I-N-S as in Sam, M-A-R-K.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so very much.
You bet.
Question.
Hey, I've got a question as well. My name is Fred. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. The majority of my clients are, shall we say, mature, like myself. And with a lot of companies that I come across with these absolutely wonderful products, their underwriting is such that it eliminates the vast majority of my clientele. What kind of underwriting are we talking about with North American?
Good question.
You know, that's a really, really good question. We underwrite using the Swiss Re manual, Swiss Re being one of the top 5 reinsurers in the world. And that puts us in the same position as about 80% of the other carriers that are selling life insurance domestically in the United States. So our underwriting is comparable to just about everybody you can name. There are a few products, as Tom mentioned, in which we have a waiver of surrender charge rider. When that is exercised, now the maximum age for that is age 75. But if that's chosen at the time of issue, there's actually a 4 tables to standard shave available. So you can get a table 4 down to standard. Now, just a quick comment. If you're talking about the older ages, our sweet spot as a company is really 25 to 75. Over 75, we're going to underwrite just about like anybody else. Under 75, we use a lot of common sense. We underwrite everybody as an individual and try to give them the very best underwriting class we can. We even offer super preferred up through age 85.
Okay. Under 75 would do pretty good for my clientele.
Perfect.
That would be a good break point for me.
Perfect. That sounds good.
Thank you.
You bet.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Brian in Birmingham. Fairly new in the business, but I've been exposed to writing long-term care and annuities, but haven't written any ULs, did a little bit of term life. The advantages or disadvantages of the UL versus the annuity?
You know, if you're looking at an annuity with a focus of either of two things, if you're looking at an annuity with a focus of just accumulating money with a desire eventually to give it to someone else, I'd say that a UL could easily surpass the performance of an annuity, maybe a guaranteed UL for building a legacy. If you are looking for an annuity with the idea of developing a retirement income stream, a life insurance policy such as an indexed UL could compete quite favorably because life insurance benefits would be generally income tax-free income streams as opposed to an annuity, which is ultimately taxable.
But so, your RMDs and all that tax would be...
You don't have RMDs on a life insurance policy.
Right.
You don't have any of that other stuff either. But it can be very comparable to an annuity in income performance as well, probably beating it. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get a little bit more comp on generally a life sale than an annuity sale. So it's attractive for an agent as well. A little bit more effort involved. It's not a slam-dunk sale all the time. You have more things to talk about. But it certainly could be worth your effort for both the client and yourself.
Well, the previous question that before me, the gentleman had, an underwriting, if they put in, several thousand, you there?
Yeah.
50 and 100,000 up front, then does that lessen the underwriting?
No, it really doesn't. It's the reason being that, you know, if you put 100,000 into a $500,000 policy, we still pay a death claim of 500.
Okay.
So we're not flexible in that way. Where we're flexible is that we use common sense. We underwrite everybody as an individual. You will find that North American orders only a third of the attending physician statements that are ordered by the industry. That makes our turnaround time pretty quick. We get our cases around right now in 29 days or less. And so that's the secret to our success.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Question.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ray from San Diego.
Hello.
Question on your term product. Let's say you buy a 20-year term, and the 20-year term is reached. Does that turn into an ART, or is it automatically just canceled?
Yeah,
the 20-year term. The 20-year term would turn into an annual renewable term. Our term is convertible to any of our UL products, though, during its level period. Anywhere during the 20-year period up to age 70. So you're going to have convertibility. If you get right up to that point, you might want to consider converting it. But, yeah, it would be ART after that.
That's a huge point because, you know, a lot of companies that have convertible term, which are most of them out there, only give you specific ULs that they can convert to. And a lot of times those specific ULs are not really competitive UL products. So,
yeah. Understood. Yeah, usually they convert you to whole life.
Right.
Yep.
Now, the ART, you can't convert that once you're in the ART stream.
No, you can't convert it. No, once you're in the ART, you can't.
One thing I found about your term is you can actually write a 20-year term up to age 70. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And your conversion opportunity is always at least 5 years. So if you're up to age 70, 69, for example, and you write a 20-year term or a term, you're guaranteed convertible for at least 5 years, again,
wow,
to any of our UL products.
That's huge.
And another question, do you think you guys might have that other rider that everyone's coming out with now, the critical illness rider?
I'm on the product development committee, and we are currently pursuing a critical illness rider, and we are looking into it. It's quite early at this point, but it is something we're pursuing.
Okay. Any chance, I don't know if you guys are doing, I haven't written anything with Nicola yet, so have you guys doing any paperless apps yet, all e-signatures?
Not really. I mean, we do have a system called Rapid Request. It adds a few, maybe a week to the whole process. I would say the best bet is exercise your right as a field underwriter to develop the story for your client that the underwriter is going to review. I mean, that's your opportunity, is to get as much detail down in the beginning to give your client the benefit of the doubt. Give us all of the things that you witness with your own eyeballs. You are the one who can see up the case better than anybody else.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say someone muted their phone. They may want to remute it back because we're hearing some beeping, I think, from one of the unmuted things. It's star 6 to remute yourself if you need to.
I also think we're pretty well wrapped up because we've gone a long time and appreciate everybody's time. So I guess at this point I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. It was a good call, and we really appreciate it, and thanks for joining in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you. This concludes the call.
Thank you